More than 500 people rallied outside the ICE offices in downtown San Francisco to denounce the agency's recent ramping up of arrests across Northern California. The demonstration wrapped around the ICE offices and blocked traffic on Sansom and Washington streets. Activists represented labor, housing, criminal justice, and a large and loud youth contingent. The intersection was painted 50 feet across with large red letters reading, "Bay Area United Against ICE." Dozens formed human chains, locking arms through steel barrels in an act of civil disobedience. Sharif Zakout is with AROC, the Arab Resources and Organizing Center. He was among those locked down in the blockade.
Right now, we are locked to barrels in front of the gate at Washington Street at the ICE building. We are here standing with these barrels with our bodies on the line to make sure that no cars can pass through and to say that and to show that there will be no business as usual if they continue to target our families and communities.
On Tuesday, ICE confirmed 150 people were arrested for violating U.S. immigration law in Northern California in the last 3 days. They say about half of those also have criminal convictions in addition to immigration status violations, including assault, crimes against children, and DUI. And operations will continue to combat public safety threats. Immigration advocates say the operations display a pattern of psychological intimidation, racial profiling, and a lack of due process. Deanna Flores is with Dolores Street Community Services.
We today have to say that very clearly in our hearts and in our mind that what is happening does not match our humanity. It does not match our moral compass. So let us not convince ourselves that some people deserve to be picked up. No one deserves to be separated from their families. No one deserves to be intimidated. No one deserves to be traumatized.
This morning, 11 more people were reportedly arrested, 10 in Napa County and 1 in San Jose. ICE would not identify who they are and denied them access to lawyers, a violation of the Constitution and due process laws, according to attorney Jehan Lehner.
So we believe starting this weekend with the mass arrest that ICE is deliberately processing people at centers outside of San Francisco to avoid having them talk to attorneys. And that was confirmed for us today when they didn't let us talk to anyone. They didn't give us, they didn't give our information to the people that were detained. They didn't let us know who was detained.
In a statement to KPFA, they said, quote, ICE does not conduct sweeps or raids that target aliens indiscriminately, and the agency prioritizes public and national security threats, immigration fugitives, and illegal reentrants. However, all of those in violation of immigration laws may be subject to immigration arrest, detention, and if found removable by final order, removal from the United States. Advocates were alerted by family members calling a rapid response hotline in Napa, part of a growing collaboration across counties informally known as the Power Not Panic Emergency Response Committee. Advocates say ICE is known to use coercion and lie to people during arrests. Francisco Juarez told the story of his son, Jesus Manuel, a father of four. He was arrested in November 2017 and is now fighting deportation.
They took him into an unmarked vehicle by the backside. And instead of taking him to the processing center, ICE went to Starbucks for about 20 minutes. Meanwhile, my son was in the back of the vehicle, still handcuffed. And then finally, they took him to the processing center. And in that time, they never read his rights to him, not even when he was in detention. Jesus has four children, and they're very, very affected by not having his father with them.
California Assemblymember David Chu was on hand and says California will continue fighting against what he called unconstitutional actions of ICE and the Trump administration.
It's not a surprise. Donald Trump has issued unconstitutional executive orders. The fact that he's trying to deny due process to immigrants is tragic, and it's illegal, and it's unconstitutional, and we need to ensure that the rights of all Americans, including our immigrant families, are protected.
The Bay Area has been on alert since Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf issued a warning late Saturday night that ICE was planning arrests in the area. The agency has since publicly criticized her and sanctuary cities. ICE accuses them of obstructing immigration enforcement. In a statement, they continued, quote, 864 criminal aliens remain at large in the community because of the mayor's warning. ICE arrests are expected to continue throughout the Bay Area and Northern California. In San Francisco, for KPFA News, I'm Corinne Smith.